Considering all the spiritual gain that will be achieved by becoming a follower of these seven commandments, many people of all nationalities are very anxious to begin on this path. But how does a person get started? First, you should understand that there are two main sets of commandments from God, and both of these are further divided into subcategories, depending on the individuals to whom they apply. We learn from the Torah, which God gave through Moses, the greatest prophet of all time, that the Jewish nation was given 613 eternal commandments. But some of these are only for Jewish men, some are only for Jewish women, and some only apply when the required services are able to be performed in the Holy Temple. We also learn in the Torah that there are seven universal commandments, which were given by God for all mankind. If you have any difficulty or uncertainty in knowing which set of commandments applies to you, by all means, please contact me through our website, and we'll help you to answer this question, which is the single most important point in the life of any human being. Once you determine that as a descendant of Noah, you have been born into the covenant of the rainbow, and you are obligated to observe the seven universal commandments, you might find yourself asking, "What will I be getting into? Can I try it for a while before I make a full commitment?" Certainly, you want to have the most reliable information to answer these questions. As a public service, we have made this information available on our website, asknoah.org. As a very wise place to start, many people begin with the purchase of an authentic and accurate translation of the 24 books of the Hebrew Bible from a Torah True publishing company, like the Art Scroll Stone Edition, so they can find out what God really wants to say to us through His messengers, the Hebrew prophets. Of course, you'll find links to this and other learning resources on asknoah.org. The universal commandments are relatively easy to follow because they are all things which a person is not allowed to do. The first six are idolatry, blasphemy, forbidden sexual relationships, theft, murder, and eating meat that was removed from an animal before it died. The seventh commandment, to have courts of law, sounds at first like a positive obligation, but it's really a prohibition that our courts should not practice arbitrary judgment, take bribes, or decide cases in ways that are not consistent with the other six Noahide laws. The divine rewards are abundant for individuals and societies which observe these seven commandments and encourage their wider acceptance and the learning of their details. You could think of this as a spiritual tune-up for the world to get it firing on all seven cylinders. The goal is to make this physical world, which is God's special garden which He created for Himself, into a place of goodness and kindness which is fitting to be a dwelling place for God. This will be accomplished by all people, Jews and Gentiles, joining together in a spirit of kindness, goodness, and charity. And now you know why you owe it to yourself to visit asknoah.org, which is a place where you can go to get really connected.